We're here with Carolina Helsgaard, the director of Insight Ever After. Carolina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, can you tell us about your new film, which is premiering in Australia at the Sydney Film Festival?
So Insight is like kind of a mashup between like a zombie horror movie, a road movie, and a buddy movie, and also kind of like a German fairy tale. And it's about two young women who are sort of mismatched, and them embarking on a journey through like the apocalypse.
Now, one of the things that struck me about this film, and is very prominent within it, is the use of the undead, in a sense, the zombies. Why did you decide to pursue the zombie genre, and to what effect did you use it in the film?
Well, I love zombie movies, and I think most of them are actually like a great vehicle for some kind of like social commentary. And in Insight, the zombies symbolize the kind of coexistence between like nature and people. And I saw like potential in that mix, and I wanted to comment on the way we live and how we treat the climate, but in a more like kind of subtle way, and kind of hide my message in these zombies.
That's really interesting. And you have, obviously, the environmental message is strong in the film. It's something that the world is more and more waking up to. We hope so. What did it mean for you to have such a strong environmental message in the film, and why was this important to you?
Well, gives the main story is actually like about the friendship between these two very different young women. But I think that the environmental message, it is it's just undeniably becoming more and more important, and something that we most of us think about every day, and that most of us actually discuss. And I kind of have a optimistic outlook on how we're gonna go on living, but I think that we have to change our strategy, and I think that we have to find like kind of new ways of existing.
Now, there's some beautiful cinematography in the film, and what I particularly enjoyed was how you shot some of the natural scenes and some of the scenes involving animals or creatures. Can you tell us about how you approached to shooting the film, and particularly about capturing some of these quite amazing vistas?
So Leah and I, we both love animals, and I think it's because it's like kind of like an element that you can't control that well. Leah is the cinematographer of the film, and we decided to just put as many animals as we could into the movie and not work with like visual effects. And we also decided that we're going to use like kind of like an elevated cinematic language and not go for like some kind of comic style, but rather like a baroque romantic horror film look.
Now, it wouldn't be a zombie film without action sequences, and there's several that really stand out in terms of scale. One I really enjoyed, the scene in the dark where they're coming over the hill, but the other, there's a sequence on a bridge, which we won't go into too much detail about. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about shooting these sequences, which were some of the most thrilling in the film?
Mm-hmm. So Leah, she's a very experienced cinematographer, and she often does like second unit for Hollywood films. So we just like kind of mapped it out together, and then we shot it. Like I said, we didn't want to use like visual effects, so we used like a lot of stunt people and like coordinated them and the camera in a way which we found most suitable. And yeah, we knew the whole time that Insight would be like a more atmospheric film, like, but punctuated by these like moments of violence.
Now, yes, I think it's also punctuated by moments of etherealism and that fantastic and fantastical, surely. What was your decision behind including these moments in the film? Certainly in the second act, there's an extended sequence which very much veers, in some respects, away from that realistic.
Yeah, so there's definitely very strong like fairy tale element in the film, starting like towards like the middle of the film, like and middle and end of the movie, and Well, it follows like a kind of a classical structure. Like there's this like encounter with a witch, and through that encounter, certain things start to change.
Now, the film is premiering at the Sydney Film Festival. Are you excited to show the film to an Australian audience? And what are you hoping Australian viewers will take from the film?
Well, I'm really excited being here, and it feels very special. I've never been to Sydney before, and it is always exciting also to kind of leave your own home country and go out in the world and show the film, because the reactions are quite different, I think, in every nation. So I'm just open-minded, and I just hope that people will form their own opinions about the film, and also that they will be, I mean, that we will be able to communicate with each other during the Q&A, and I'm looking forward to their questions.
I'm sure it will be an excellent Q&A. You'll have a lot of questions back and forth. Kalana, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.